This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, you are in the chat room, right? Or am I talking to myself? Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And yes, I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. I may not always say it because I forget. But other than that, I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. Head up to the website. You know, there's a lot you can do up there. You can take the poll, read some of the stories that we put up there. Always good to get the traffic to the site. All the things that help us raise revenue. Got to have revenue, or else we can't be on. You know what I'm saying? But I do really appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. The you know, one of the stories I missed last night was the LA County Juvenile Detention Center, where they had a young man that was brought in. Yeah, you know, he broke the law, or he was, I don't know if he broke the law, or he was, had bucked up against his probation. All right? So he was having some issues, being unruly, out of control. The detention center decided to give him estrogen shots. All right? Why would you give a male estrogen shots? At least that's what I was trying to understand. Well, apparently, they gave it to him to calm down because it's an unofficial disorder called the oppositional defiance disorder. Oppositional defiance. You mean he was being a brat, a jerk? You mean he was being an out-of-control teenager? Now we give it a disorder. Because if you give it a disorder, it cleans it up, right? Not the kid's fault. I love it. I hear this all the time. I've had doctors on the show say that they way, way over diagnose ADD. He admitted to it. Many of them have. But oppositional defiance disorder, in other words, he was out of control. He had high testosterone levels. How they knew that without testing him, I don't know. Well, here's the problem. First off, they gave it to him without his consent. He kept asking what it was. He wouldn't tell them. And then they said, you know, if you don't take it, we'll strap you down and give it to you anyhow, and then we'll let the judge know that you have not been in compliance. You had not been cooperative. This kid's already looking to go to jail. He doesn't need any more trouble. They didn't call his parents. He was a juvenile. Remember, he's in the juvenile detention center. They didn't call his parents to let them know. And then he starts growing breasts. Right? Think about that. He starts growing breasts. He's in a male juvenile detention center. And they started making fun of him. And his parents who were coming to visit him started to see it happen too. I mean, this is nuts. Right? This is the government. No one wants better for you than you do. Taking parental rights away. Now, some are going to say, well, they shouldn't be taken away because, you know, what's a kid doing in jail? Well, you know, some kids are defiant. Some kids have mental disorders. Some kids have issues they have to deal with. But this is not the norm. This is not something that's done on a regular basis. What, they're using him as a guinea pig to see how it works out? Just saying. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, we talked about the San Francisco exodus the other night. They're just leaving in droves. We're talking about businesses and people who live there. New York City relocations, though, they're accelerating at a high rate all over again. Moving experts say that they've not been able to keep up with the pace of the demand of helping people move out of New York City. But, you know, de Blasio and Cuomo, they got it all together. You know that, right? And, you know, usually Americans leave big cities for more spacious areas, easier to move around. They're usually younger millennials, right? They're moving out of dorms, moving back. I mean, they're just a real decent business for moving companies. But, man, as you see what's going on now, these aren't just kids moving back home from dorms. The number of coronavirus cases across the country, for all intents and purposes, is leveled up, except for those places who force you to wear a mask all the time. They're a little off there. Big Apple-based moving company, OZ Moving, they recently told a local news source that the volume of moves continues to rise at a substantial rate, and it's a drastic spike in storage compared with years ago. Now, the company has seen an average increase of at least 30%, but it's really made a market jump this year. By July 15th, the moving company was booked to capacity for the remainder of the month, and while it always is busy over the summer, it marked the first time in almost 30 years that the company was unable to take on additional jobs. 30 years. Hey, de Blasio, how's that working out for you, right? Now you got Cuomo, well, as de Blasio cranks down even more, threatens to yank people out of their homes. You got Cuomo on the other side with a violin and a waiter's apron on, begging the one percenters to come back. So he screwed up. He blew it. Now come on back. I'll cook you. You got to see the clip. I'll cook you dinner at home. I'll cook you. You know, I'm. What is it going to take? What do I need to do? Begging them to come back in a kind of a joking way, but really. When he saw people moving out and them leaving, I'm surprised they have legislation. I'm not going to try to give him any ideas. But doesn't scramble to put together some kind of law that you have to pay an exiting tax or something? You know, really, these hardcore Dem-run cities and states, this is what happens. Look at what's going on here in Los Angeles. Actually, in California. They're actually talking about more taxes. People are out of work. They're going to levy more taxes. Right, I mean, just craziness. They're looking at about all around with basic stuff, another 17% in taxes. We're already the highest tax state. As a matter of fact, when I left Massachusetts, I don't know, 100 years ago, they were called Taxachusetts. They had the highest taxes. Must follow me. Maybe I should stop moving. So I'm seeing your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate your time with me, and we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We're back at it. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot happening up there as well. If you want to be, you want to sign up for our text alerts, it's real simple. TRS to 77222. Simply text TRS to 77222. All right. Again, like I always say, I'm not the expert. I bring the people on that are the expert. I bring the people on that have been involved and engaged and understand how this stuff works. I don't always get it. And some of you who respond to me sometimes, let me just put it to you this way, right? A Facebook certificate in law or medicine doesn't cut it on my show. So that's all I got to say on that. I've asked Dr. Cody Williams to join me today, and he is a highly decorated Marine with two Navy and Marine Corps Achievement Medals, which is unheard of for a non-combat scenario in a first enlistment. And Dr. Williams, thanks for being with me. I so much appreciate your time.
I appreciate your time as well, brother. Yeah. Absolutely. It's an honor.
Well, I appreciate you being out there. There's a lot of people right now that are hiding, and thank God I've been schooled on this before. There is no such thing as an ex-Marine. You're just not active right now, okay? you never can use that term, apparently, or what have you, but you're seeing what's going on, you're seeing what's happening around you, and you decided not to stay quiet. You decided to get out there and let people know what's going on, and you've got an upcoming tour. But first I want to talk about what made you decide to get off the chair and get involved in this.
Well, you know, it was honestly, and if there's any background noise, let me know, and for your listeners, I'll move to a different location. I'm outside, so we don't have to wear a facial condom or mask. But, yeah, it's what I affectionately call them. Adolf Newsom, facial condoms, and fear porn, right? That's kind of what happens with the hashtag fake news, right?
Yep.
But, you know, honestly, the big thing for me was just kind of when this whole thing started and I started to look at the nuts and bolts of what they were saying and really looking at the data. I mean, even from the beginning, I was kind of sniffing something, and it didn't smell right. And so early on, when they said, "Hey, you can't have people in your practice, shut this down, everything's closed," and I'm sitting on my duff at home, and then they finally came out and said that we were essential. Whenever that was, I mean, it seems so long ago, right? It seems like this has been going on for 2 years. I've almost forgotten what.
They finally decided that a doctor might be essential? Okay, well, this shows you they have some sense.
Somewhere. Yeah, well, I mean, it felt like the word. I guess what I mean with that is we had different classes that we did in my office, right?
Yeah.
We had different classes that we did in my office, and they put the axe on everything we were trying to do. They canceled all our events. We do a lot of external events and external marketing. So, I mean, we were like 70% less in capacity. We lost probably 30% of our patients.
Wow.
And I just started to see the writing on the wall between that and, you know, just days where we were like sitting at home because we didn't know what was going to happen, right?
Right.
And with classes shut down and events shut down, and there was a period of time where people just didn't come in. And I was literally like, for a couple of weeks, we had to call people to fire people back up to come back in the office. And I just started looking at it after a month or 6 weeks into it with no end date in sight. And I started saying, well, am I going to let all our freedoms be taken away? Am I going to exhaust my whole savings, lose my whole savings, or lose my business that I've worked hard for 7 years of my life and spent $600,000 on my education between my wife and I? Or am I going to fight? And then when it started to get and become more clear that there was a socialist kind of leftist, liberalist kind of lean to this whole deal, that even kind of inflamed me a little bit more and encouraged me to fight even harder. And so, you know, been doing rallies all over California to reopen it up and get back to normal and get back to an American way of life. And one of those rallies would find me in Sacramento on May 1st. You know, had a video that got about 15 million hits and went viral. And after that happened, my best friend and I, Chris Lippi, we founded an organization called 1776 Forever Free. And the whole purpose of the organization was to bring people together and really bring people together on what we can all agree upon is that we can all agree upon that our country, that we were founded on patriotic principles. And that red, white, and blue, like we just wanted to make that cool again because we feel like it's always been cool to you and I. But, I mean, so many people out there are just, you know, they're kneeling, they're burning flags. It's just disgusting, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. You know, I was talking about earlier in the show, I was talking about how my parents came here from Italy, and they came here. To get away from fascism. They came here right after the war. And I said, you know, the difference between the Europeans who saw true oppression, who saw really what a government does, is when they saw the American soldiers come into their little villages, into their towns, they weren't afraid. They didn't feel like they were oppressed.
Yeah.
They were elated because they knew if the American soldiers were there, they were free and they were safe. How did that ever get turned around to the point where the flag is oppressive? and our military men are, you know, you've heard some, I'm not going to repeat, but you've heard some nasty things from even some of our Congress people about our military men and women.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's despicable and it's disgusting too, right? Like, yeah. I mean, I just, you know, born in Alabama, raised in Seattle, and growing up around Marines, going to aircraft carriers that my dad took me to, and USS Missouri, and seeing Marines as a young kid, and just kind of being, you know, raised in that atmosphere, like, you know, the Tom Cruise movie Born on the 4th of July, right? Where you grow up with, like, I mean, you just grow up that way, right?
Right.
I mean, that's the way I grew up, a 40-year-old guy. And this idea that somebody would ever dream of kneeling for the flag, it just makes me sick. Because it's like those souls that can't stand for themselves are 6 feet under.
Yep.
And they stood for you at one point. You have the audacity, like a crybaby, like a whiny little sniveling kid that gets paid millions of dollars to sit on a knee. Like, and that's where, when you really know that somebody's kind of got their head between their tail.
Well, I
end up getting paid millions of dollars
yeah,
for your job, right?
I love to say, listen, if you're oppressed with $16 million a year, you can oppress me at $2 million a year, okay? I'll save you a boatload of money.
Exactly, right?
Right? I mean,
exactly.
Yeah, just pay me $2 million. I can be oppressed, too. And that's the thing. But
look, I love that, man.
Yeah, well, it's what we've raised, isn't it? You know, you can chime in on this if you want to, but I'm always saying the same thing. What have you parents done to these kids? Are you paying attention to what they're being taught in school? Are they understanding really, truly, what their freedom costs, what it meant for them to be able to, you know, yell at a cop or do anything like that? Hey, we got to go for a quick break because I believe in capitalism. I know you do, too. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Dr. Cody Williams is going nowhere. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced that all school districts in his state will reopen in the fall. COVID-19 infection rates are well below the required targets set by the state's Department of Health at this time. Cuomo said during a teleconference, "Good news, all schools can reopen. We have the best infection rate in the country." School districts are allowed to make their own decisions about reopening or what degree to reopen. They can do in-person school,
It is up to them. Cuomo said the state will be able to bring the same level of intelligence to school reopening that it brought to the economic reopen, saying if anyone can do it, we can. School districts will be expected to submit reopening plans by the end of next week. Plans will cover issues like what happens if a student tests positive. Students in at least five states have already tested positive for coronavirus after going back to school. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And, you know, I'll try to answer it. And for some of you who think I'm a genius and Superman or something like that, I cannot read your email and respond to what you wrote while I'm moving my mouth out of the air. So don't get all, you know, caught up with yourself over this whole thing. So anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I've got Dr. Cody Williams on the line with me, and he's launching his USA Freedom Tour with rallies across the nation. And you know what? Until you guys decide, you know, here, I'm going to go off for a second. You need to learn the Constitution for real. It's not a joke. It's not just something we talk about. It's not kind of a cool little patriotic thing like wearing your little flag, you know, around your shoulders. Those are all cool things to do, and I get that. But what are you willing to do for it? You know, I do it a lot on the show where I say to people, our founding fathers, they didn't go into this and said, oh, my God, I lost my house. They knew when they went into this, they were going to lose their house, their property, their families, and their lives. And what did they do? They still did it. They still went into this, eyes open, knowing what they were going to be fighting against. And you guys need to learn what they went through. I am tired of hearing people are sending me emails going, Joe, you know, I got to lose my job for this. Well, okay. We've lost 70% of our income in the last 6 months, 7 months, or whatever. I don't whine about it all the time. We go out and try to find new people. But is it worth it to you? Is this country worth that much to you? Well, I think it is to Dr. Cody Williams. And so thanks so much for being with me. I really appreciate your time.
No, Joe, I appreciate your time. And you've been moving the needle a lot longer than me. So I'm honored to be on the show, absolutely. I it's fascinating. I totally agree with you about everything you said. It's kind of like everybody thinks that it's still the first quarter of the game and Gatorade and jock straps are going to work, right? And what we need is we need Joe Montana to go in there and throw some dimes and score some touchdowns. And you know, I think part of that is again, I agree with you, like people just stepping up to the plate and saying, you know, yeah, it's my job, but I'd rather lose my job than lose my soul and my country. And, you know, I said that early on. I don't know if people are going to come after me. I don't really care.
No.
I mean, I see my kids maybe 6 hours a week right now. And the reason why is because what is a world for my 4-year-old and my 18-month-old if they don't have freedom? And we've gotten a small taste of that during this 6 months or however long it's been. It seems like it's been forever.
Yeah. Oh, listen, here's the thing. I tell people all the time, when the government first hit us with this and they said, look, we need a couple of weeks to get our handle on this. Good patriots, good Americans, you stay awake, you stay aware, and you go, okay, We'll give you a couple of weeks to work this out. We realize it's kind of hard to get your arms around. We are 4 months into this. You've had enough time. All right? And now we need to start pushing back. And you here in California, our kids can't go back to school. Now, we know worldwide, the experts say mental health for these kids, this is terrible. We shouldn't be doing this to them. They can get back into school. They do not transmit this disease, this virus, like some people are trying to have us believe. Where's those 2 million that were supposed to be dead by now, doctor? I must have missed a memo. Did I miss the memo? Nothing they told us has been true.
I agree, and even Master Splinter, as I call him, that's Dr. Fauci's nickname. Master Splinter said that, you know, the facial condom is only a symbolic gesture. Now he's saying the facial condom is essential. They're violating every ADA law by forcing people with exemptions and disabilities to include Southwest Airlines, Alaskan Airlines, Delta Airlines to wear a facial condom. And they're violating federal OSHA regulations for properly fitting PPE and respirators. And so, I mean, I don't even know what to call it. I have some profanity, but I'm not going to use that on your show.
Thank you.
But I mean, it doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't make any sense. And then on top of that, you have people being victimized with depression and anxiety.
Yep.
You have people their businesses are being victimized. People are losing. I mean, look at what Gold's Gym, 24-hour fitness. I heard, I think it was either Enterprise or Hertz, one of them, 125-year-old or 120-year-old business is gone, no more.
Yep.
And then what people aren't talking about is all the small businesses, all the mom-and-pop shops, where for 26 years they busted their tails and they did what was right and they paid their taxes and they did the right thing. And now nobody's there to defend them.
Right.
I'm flabbergasted by it, man.
No, and it should not take place. We should not allow it to happen. It should not take place. But you know what? I'm just going to say it. I hope you agree with me. This is our fault, okay? When conservatives should have been teaching in schools, should have been sticking up for education, should have been professors in colleges, they weren't. They hid in a closet and they said, you know what? I just want to teach the kids. I don't want to get involved in politics. Well, guess what? Now you're involved in politics. And now you have to hide because of your politics and how you feel. And if you're people of integrity, you're finding yourself lying to people so they don't get mad at you. Too bad. Until you stick, I'm going to tell you something, and you know this to be true. Until you decide to open your mouth and stick up for yourself, they're going to keep pounding on you. They're going to keep bullying you. These are the same people who talk about anti-bullying, and they've got it down pat. You don't have to be nasty, but push back on them. Puff up your chest. Get in front of them and say, no, I'm sorry. This is the truth, and this is what I'm going to teach the kids. Am I wrong?
No, I don't think you are. I don't think you are. And I think that we've lost the family unit, and we've lost the moral and ethics that the family unit brings about, and society has withered away with that, withered away that element. Right. Of like the family unit, and I believe the school. It started with the schools. It started with this, entitled mentality, this victimhood that goes on where nobody takes responsibility for their actions. Everybody wins a first place trophy. No, I mean I totally agree with you. Mm. So those morals and ethics are established in schools, but I also agree that teacher that is that Republican that is outspoken and sticks up or gets involved in the school board.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Republicans have been remaining quiet for way too long.
Yeah.
And I agree with you. It's now biting us in the tail. I mean, because we're so afraid of getting a bad news story that the fake news runs and you know, that's their flag of the day, right? But I mean, people know the difference, and the 2016 election showed that they see through that crap. You know, it's fascinating.
You know, I want to thank you for your service, and I've talked to a lot of Marines and military men that have come back, and they'll say the same thing to me, and I get it. I really believe this. They'll say, look, I fought for your freedom. Whether you burn the flag or not, I fought for your freedom to be able to do that without being, you know, shot in the back of the head by the government. And I get that, but there's a reality here. You know, there's schools on the East Coast right now that are flying the BLM flag and the LGBTQ flag instead of the American flag. And my irritant here is this. In any other country on this planet, if you do that, you're going to get shot. You're going to get dragged through the street. You're going to become a political prisoner. This country, that flag that you hate so much, it represents the freedom you have to be able to put that BLM flag up, to be able to put that LGBTQ flag up. And you're just too ignorant, stupid, or I don't even know what. You're just too ignorant to know it. And you've been sucked into what the left has been teaching you for decades. Go ahead.
And I've heard that argument before from veterans.
Yeah.
And it really ticks me off, man. And here's why I get really hot under the collar about it. Because 17,046 times in the last 10 years, a coffin has been draped with an American flag. That American flag has been folded up 13 times. And then that blue triangle with five stars, if it's folded properly, on the bottom of them, has been handed to a wife, a daughter, a mother, a next of kin. And the statement that's said after that is, on behalf of the President of the United States Marine Corps, and a proud and grateful nation, we give you this flag as a token for your son or daughter's service. So for somebody to have the audacity to kneel or disrespect the American flag, and for a veteran to say that, I just kind of disagree with the veterans out there that take that stance, because the flag goes above and beyond any First Amendment right, because it's a symbol of unity for this country, and it's a symbol for the guys that died that can't speak for themselves. That's why I have a problem. If there wasn't rows and rows and thousands of tombstones at Arlington, I would totally agree with that narrative. But I stand for the souls that can't stand for themselves.
Well, I would never kneel, ever, ever, ever kneel for any. Look at bluntly, I kneel for one. I kneel for Christ. I'm never going to kneel for BLM or a rainbow flag or anything like that. Bottom line with it is, we have freedoms afforded to us in this country because of what that flag represents, and we're not teaching our kids that at home or at school in some cases. Hey, be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Dr. Cordy Williams joins me, and he's going nowhere till after the break.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
Sound old now. In the days when music was music, you know? Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. That's Rosemary Clooney. Too bad her nephew didn't get the message. You know what I'm saying? Story for another day. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. I know there's 3,000 other shows out there you could be listening to, and I'd like to attribute it to your high IQ. That's why you listen to us, and I hope you get something out of it. I'm not here to entertain you. I'm here to inform you. And don't believe everything I tell you. I've made mistakes before. Other people have, too. You know, don't be a victim of your last conversation or last tweet or some kind of headline that comes across your phone. Make sure you check this stuff out so we don't end up being like them. Don't allow them to make fun of us. You know, I mean, Joey B was, what was it, yesterday he was talking about how blacks are not diverse. I mean, apparently he thinks every black person came from a little village in Kenya or something, right? That's the birth and death of diversity for him. I can't believe they're pushing this poor guy out there. I really feel bad for him. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Dr. Cordy Williams is with me, and I really appreciate his time. He's launching his tour, U.S. Freedom Tour, with rallies across the nation. And actually, you're going to be in Ventura County, California tomorrow, aren't you?
I am.
am. I am. And this is with a group called We Have Rights. And my organization, 1776 Forever Free, is co-sponsoring. But, yeah, we're going to be we've got MAGA Hulk, Hulk MAGA, Stephen Davis. He's going to be on stage. He's with Turning Point and David Harris Jr. and a host of other speakers. And then I'm going to be up there just trying to move the needle on freedom and keep people pumped up and keep people going to the polls on November 3rd. Because, I mean, Joe, I don't have to say it on your show with your viewers. We got to get people out. And yep. We got to get them out in numbers to make sure Donald Trump gets back in.
Yeah, and people can't, you know, in California, a lot of people have felt overwhelmed, like they don't stand a chance. You know, 96% of the legislators up here are Democrats. It's a puzzlement to me that in most small cities and towns across California, Republicans have a hold. They can't make that leap into the state positions. It's just amazing to me. So, but you can't give up. And it does start locally. So, you know, let me throw something else at you. I tell people this all the time. If you elect a school board member or a city council member, and they're a conservative Republican, and that's why you voted them in. Two things. One is, don't abandon them after they win. You need to be there for two reasons. Yeah. One to support them, and one to hold their feet to the fire. Okay? And we don't do that. And then when you go to make that leap, if they don't do the job, vote them out. I mean, really seriously, we need to start taking back these seats by showing them once they're in, we're not going to just let them stay there because they have to do the job. They have to do the work. You can take back the state. It's going to take a while. You can take back the state, but you know what? You got to be willing to fight. And like you, you have to be willing to put yourself out there. I'm sure you take a lot of heat from other people that may not be on the same political side as you.
Yeah, well, I'm not talking to probably 80% of my family right now because they're liberals and I just gotta in my response of banning somebody, hiding them, deleting them, or not retorting, right? Then I get an email back about how I shouldn't be behaving that way, right? And then I get a moral lecture or whatever. But no, I mean, for the most part, I've been okay about trolls because usually my followers, they just pound them. You know, they just pound them and real quickly they kind of get ganged up on and then they kind of go off in the corner and shut up. But I totally agree with you. I think that, term limits and really voting with not who the sexy guy is with a great smile, or who can talk really good or who's a great speaker, but who's actually getting the work done year after year, putting their tail on the line.
Yep.
I heard from one Republican official here in California within the party that there's 150 vacant, uncontested Republican seats and Republicans, which basically says Republicans don't get involved in California. They just put their head between their legs and they don't even try.
Yeah. Crazy. It's just crazy. Well, they don't want the heat. Look, even in my area of the world, you know, we have five different school boards. We have all kinds of seats that are available. 60, I think it's 65 elected officials in my area. And I try to get people to run for these seats. And they say, I don't want to go through what you go through. I don't want to go through the garbage that you go through. Well, then you know what? You're going to lose the place. You're not just going to lose your little town. You're not going to lose your little school. You're going to lose your country if you keep this up. So you need to decide, what are you willing to fight for? What kind of heat are you willing to take? What are you willing to show your kids? I mean, that's really what they're looking at you and go, what's dad fighting for? Right?
Yeah, Joe, I think that I totally agree. I think that COVID, hopefully, shed a light on how important local government is and has always been. And I know I was the guy in my 20s and 30s that I just gaffed it off. I voted for whoever, didn't think about it, didn't even research it from a local or state level. But I hope people are waking up to how much power the governor has, how much power their state and local officials have. And if the right people are in place that are the patriots,
yeah,
then they're going to be like some of these sheriffs, mayors, and governors that have said, you know what, I'm not pulling the trigger on that because that's not right, and that's not good for my constituency, and more importantly, it's not good for America or my state, you know?
Yeah. No, I agree. And we've gotten complacent, and what I always love from people, I'm not going to get in trouble for this, so I'm going to say it anyway. I love people who say, you know, well, we have jobs and they don't. I go, okay, that is like older than spit, and I'm tired of hearing that. You know what? Take a personal day. I'll even go one step further. You love the country, you need to be out at an event, take a day without pay. I mean, seriously, it's hurting the rest of us. What does it really mean to you?
Well, and now you can just say, well, how did the last 7 months feel? Right?
That's true.
Yeah, I mean.
No,
that's
true.
Yeah, now you can just go, how did the last 7 months feel? You want that again?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I don't know. Look at, before we get to talking, because I don't watch the clock very well, tell people how they can get involved with you, how they can help support you, what websites they can go to check out what's happening.
Yeah, well, God bless you, brother. I appreciate that. You guys can go to www.1776foreverfree.com. You can donate there. You can purchase a Freedom Fighter t-shirt. Those are $29. We've got some amazing t-shirts. We've got those cute little tanks that the women like. I didn't design it. My wife did 100% on the tank situation. We've got Facebook groups, private groups that you can join, 1776 Freedom Fighters. You can go to drcordywilliams.com and get on the mailing list. And for the tour, you can go to thefreedomtourusa.com, and you can register and get on our mailing list for the tour. We're going to be going to it was going to be Huntington, but the permitting issue there is crazy. It's probably going to end up being Sacramento, and then we were going to go to Colorado. That's up in the air, but Sacramento is confirmed. Dates will be forthcoming. We're going to be in Missouri. That's confirmed. Florida's confirmed.
Wow, very good.
And then we're working on D.C. Yeah, we're working on D.C., and I'm telling you, it is event planning right now. If you like cocktails, get some ready before you do it, right?
It's rolling the dice is what it is lately. It's crazy because you never know when you're going to shut down, right?
Well, right, but here's the other thing, right? We happily have a permit for somebody that throws a bomb into a building or burns. They don't even need a permit. We're going to lay down and watch football and eat Cheetos while they destroy the city, and the mayors are going to say it's a peaceful protest, but go out there and there's any hint or smell of you of a Trump conservative, then oh man, we're going to shut it down as quickly as possible.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, it's fascinating.
It is. It's amazing. So let me ask you a question. There was a video that you had up that went viral. It's got over 15 million views on it. And tell people about that video. Tell them what happened that caused you to really jump in and open your mouth.
Well, I always like to say this to our police officers out there. You know, I love police officers, firefighters, Army, Marines, Navy, Coast Guard, doesn't matter, right?
Mm-hmm.
But on that day, these were Newsom officers, right?
Newsom brown shirts, yeah, go ahead.
Exactly. The guys at the Capitol, God bless them. There's a lot of great officers there.
Yep.
But I just feel that was their moment to really stand. I'm sorry, there's a loud motorcycle coming by. But I feel like that was their moment to really stand up for freedom and say, you know what? This feels like an unlawful order to me. I'm not going to follow what the governor said. Because there's lawful orders, there's unlawful orders in the Marine Corps, and I'm sure law enforcement is no different. And basically I saw 2-3 women get thrown to the ground. They got batons. These women actually called me. Wanted me to inspect their bruises later on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were handcuffed, all that stuff. I saw several people roughed up. 33 people were arrested. After that, when these guys came out in, you know, shields and Starship Trooper uniforms and pushed 2,000-3,000 people back about 600 yards, I literally, and there's still a video out there on Facebook that they haven't taken down yet, which is surprising, that has like 1 or 2 million hits. And it's where I'm talking about, before I get on the megaphone, I'm kind of stating the state of the nation, so to speak. And, Joe, I was almost in tears in that video because this is the first time in my life that I've ever been able to really feel what communist China or communist Russia felt like.
Wow.
Like, I literally felt like we were in communism at that point.
Well, look, we're almost up against it. I'm going to put a link up on that video. Keep up the good work. And people, tomorrow in Ventura, I'm going to put it up on the website. You want to grab the information. You need to support us. You need to support people that are out there doing this if you don't want to do it yourself. God bless. Have a great rest of the weekend, people. Don't go far. There's a lot of great shows coming up on your local station.